This is the RRJ podcast, where we talk to writers of the Ryerson Review of Journalism online magazine about their stories on the people who write the stories. We're back after a long winter break, so for the three people who are subscribing to this podcast, thanks for coming back. I'm Greg Hudson, and I'm here with Carolyn Morris, talking to her about her story Undercover Blues, which explores reasons that prompt journalists to go undercover and the fallout that can happen as a result. Hi, Carolyn.
Hello.
So, Carolyn, first of all, what inspired you to do this piece?
I guess I got interested when I read Ken Silverstein's piece for Harper's a while back, and he went in and pretended to be some guy from Kazakhstan. That's quite corrupt. He had looked into the country, and he went in and got into lobbyist firms and had them giving him all of these, you know, promises that they would have conferences and all of this kind of, you know, washing the image of this country so he could sell his products to government officials. Anyway, I thought it was an excellent piece, but there was a huge fallout, and a lot of journalists were mad that he had lied, you know, lied to get the story, lied to tell so he could tell the truth. And then I saw that Jen Wong was being sued for her undercover piece, and I thought I wanted to explore a bit more the issues and going undercover and why we sometimes think it's not okay. Or
now, when we're talking about undercover reporting, do you feel like the deceit of going undercover outweighs the truth-telling of the journalism?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's hard to say, right? Like, there's, if you are always lying to get the story, I mean, it's not a good practice, right, to be deceitful. I think that a lot of journalists are deceitful, even if they aren't going undercover. Like, oh, that's so interesting. Like, tell me about your story. I'm so interested. And then you write, like, something that's totally knocking them, right? Like, there's a lot of deceit that goes on, and I don't think that that's a good, you know, a good thing to be doing. But then at the same time, you have situations where the only way you can get the truth, like there's all these people telling you different sides of the story. And I think in the piece, I have a quote from Robert Cribb, and he talks about how, you know, there's four people telling you completely different things. Someone's lying. Like, it's not just different opinions. Someone's lying. And you sometimes have to go in and get the real story.
It reminds me, and maybe it's just because I'm a fan of Batman, but it reminds me of vigilantism. I mean, people who are fed up with the process, so they decide to go outside the lines and get the truth. And now, who do you think is responsible for this? Is it the reporters who kind of needlessly want the drama of going undercover, which is one of the criticisms of it? Or is it really just people aren't being forthright and aren't being honest and they need to be exposed?
I think it goes both ways. Like, there's people that it's an easy way to get the story and let's go undercover and let's have hidden cameras and, you know, it's there's a lot of entertainment value in it. So I think that often it's done like that. But say I am Fred Kuntz, who was the editor-in-chief at the Toronto Star, and when I talked to him, he still was in that position. And he was saying that at the Toronto Star, they take it really seriously. They do maybe three or four articles like this or stories like this a year. And they've done it when they've done, you know, they know something's going on, and they've done some investigation, they've talked to people, and the only way to get the story is go in and see what's happening.
Who do you think should be the judge then of whether it merits undercover?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. I guess the audience, the journalistic community, I don't think there should be some board of people that decide, like, that is not real journalism. And that is, like, I think that would be setting a dangerous precedent. But just through what, you know, how seriously a paper deals with their stories or a magazine or whatever deals with their stories, I think that you get a reputation for being credible or not.
One of the complaints against going undercover is that it seems like an easy way out, or complainers say that it's an easy way out. Critics say that it's an easy way out. What's the response to that?
It was in my piece. I think it was Rosie DiMano who was calling it schlocky journalism, and, you know, the easiest way to get the story. And I remember I had it cut out a piece in because my editor said it didn't really. It was, you know, extra taking up space, and we had to cut down the word count. So, and it was Susan Brett, and she said something like, you know, having stuck my hand into a pig's head on the, you know, slaughterhouse floor, you know, nothing could be further from the truth. You know, she's basically saying that it was guts and gore, and it was a lot of extra work. Like, she had already done all her work, and then to go in and kind of see it for herself and to experience it. She said it was one of the most traumatic things she had done, right? So I think it can be, but I think when it's done and people take it seriously, I think it's a lot more work.
I guess the last problem is it seems almost like a vicious cycle, that people are secretive with the press, and so the press goes undercover, and so the subjects get even more secretive after they're exposed. And, like, where does it end?
Yeah. No, that's a good question, because I think that any lie, you know, once we start telling lies and once we start being deceitful in society, you know, to any degree, like, if the government's spying on us, we're going to get all nervous. You know, it's to a certain degree, if journalists can be anywhere, they can be in your classroom, they can be among your group of friends, they can be in your face, you know, your Facebook friends or whatever, and they're spying on you, there's a certain Big Brother feeling there, and you're paranoid. So I think if it's not done with restraint, if it's not done only in situations where it's kind of, you know, the last resort or the only way to get the story, then I think that it can be bad for society in general. Like, I think that people will be a lot more closed and careful. So yeah, I think it can go out of hand. But at the same time, when it's done, you know, responsibly, I think that it can add a lot to the, you know, public knowledge. And
wonderful. Thank you, Carolyn, for coming in and talking with us.
No problem.
Thanks for listening. This is the RRJ podcast again. We'd like to thank Angela Glover for her production help. And on this day, we'd like to thank Obama for being born and becoming the president.